The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Hoy comienza el fin del sufrimiento, el dolor y la tragedia de la guerra.
The end of the tragedy of war. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos last week made a historic announcement. His government and Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC had just finalized a peace accord to end Colombia's 52-year-old civil war. It's the longest and last armed conflict in the Americas. Colombia's peace agreement took 4 years to hammer out. But even so, here's the reality.
The most challenging part starts now.
Angela Maria Tafur is a Colombian-American living in Key Biscayne. And she's right. The hardest part will be making peace work after half a century of violence that's killed more than 200,000 people and left 6 million refugees.
There has to be a true attitude of reconciliation.
South Florida is home to the largest community of Colombian expats in the U.S., almost 250,000, and they could play an important role in Colombia's peace rollout. Tafur is a lawyer who heads Give to Colombia. It's a charity NGO she founded a few years after emigrating to Miami in 2000. She's working with Santos's government now to bring education projects to rural Colombians hardest hit by the war, especially the thousands of child guerrillas.
7,000 or 8,000 youths in the guerrillas are going to be demobilized and will try to be included in society. The biggest challenge in Colombia is the great inequity that exists. And that was the cause that led them to go into the guerrillas.
Tafur has a tragic connection to those youth guerrillas.
My father was shot by the drug lords in Colombia.
Colombian Senator Donal Tafur was assassinated in 1992 in Cali.
He was shot by a 16-year-old demobilized guerrilla. If we do not give chance to the demobilized guerrillas, they will do what this kid did, was they get hired as hitmen for the drug cartels. So there has to be a different way than continuing with the war. That was one of the motives that got me to help these populations and provide opportunities for them.
But within South Florida's largely conservative Colombian community, Tafur is in the minority. Colombia will hold a referendum in October on whether or not to ratify the peace agreement. Most expats here are expected to vote no. They're more bitter about the fact that the FARC guerrillas financed their war with cocaine trafficking and with thousands of ransom kidnappings that often ended in murder. Maria Cascante is a travel agent in Aventura. She calls the FARC gangsters.
They're just a mafia. Mr. Santos wants to make peace with the devil.
Cascante was among the expats at a gathering last Saturday hosted by Florida International University's Latino Public Opinion Forum. The peace process includes trials for combatants who committed war crimes. But Cascante saw many of her relatives kidnapped in Colombia, and she feels the guerrillas will be treated too leniently, especially since the peace accord lets the FARC become a political party.
We all want peace. I will cut off my arm for peace, but I need to know that it's for a good outcome. The government of Colombia is willing to give the guerrillas a free pass, but you have to pay for what you've done.
My family has suffered extortion from the FARC. People of my family have been kidnapped, and an uncle was killed.
Expat Susana Vargas echoes Cascante's fears that this peace accord will set a bad precedent. She's the U.S. director for a Colombian orphanage.
I think that we need to set an example for our kids. You have guerrillas who are the biggest drug dealers in the world, and you're just going to say, you know something, forget about everything that you did.
But FIU religion professor Ana Maria Bidegain points out Colombia's military and right-wing paramilitary squads were just as guilty.
I am also one of the victims of this war.
Bidegain's husband, Carlos Uran, was a Colombian magistrate who tried to prosecute abusive army officers. In 1985, army thugs murdered him.
We need to be without an armed conflict in the larger picture because it's the only way to be able to develop the country and to have more resources. And hopefully the resources will be distributed in a more just way.
Bidegain feels that a permanent state of war chokes Colombia's economic potential. That may be a big reason most polls in Colombia show that when the vote comes up in a month, a war-weary population will vote yes for peace. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.